Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Welcome. I am Christy Bemis, and welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Life Class. I'm so excited you're here. We're talking about all things authenticity, and one of my favorite phrases of all time is authentic as fuck. And so that's what we're talking about today. How can you live your life with authenticity and be authentic as you possibly can be? I'm going to give you tools to take away today, as well as an erotic equation or a tool around authenticity that was shared with me a short while ago, like maybe 2 years ago, that I completely live by and use it in my life as I move forward. And I want to share that with you. And also, I'll give you a little a shout out to the person that sent it to me, that gave it to me, and how that person gave it to me. I'll share a little story around that. So I am Christy Bemis, like I said, and I am a sex and relationship coach, as well as a sex therapist, author, and speaker. And this is Life Class with Christy Bemis. Today we are going to be so inspired. I encourage you to follow me for more inspiration and more ongoing, like, let's create a relationship here. You know, a relationship, you need to connect with me and follow me along, right? And so in that relationship, I invite you to follow me at www.hotpinkyou.com, or you can also find me on my Facebook page at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. Yeah, Hot Pink University, we've been in business like since 2011, and it's been just a thrill, like it's totally a life passion. I get to work with women of, you know, all ages, but specifically focusing on the midlife ages, because that's who I am, is midlifer. I'm 51. And specifically focusing with women on reigniting you to your passion, your purpose, your play and pleasure. I love all the P words, power, you know, all of those P words that we like to play around with as women. And really making your midlife years your absolute best years yet. With Life Class, the reason I created these small little 30-minute courses on Blog Talk Radio, the reason I created these Life Classes is I found myself repeating things in psychotherapy or in my coaching practice over and over and over and over again. And the interesting thing about that was, you know, these are messages we all need. Like, as I repeated things around, you know, how we think and how we act and how we feel and emotional literacy, quadrants of control. Like, as I was repeating all of these methods I had kind of created across the course of my career, I was like, these need one place where I can really guide people to efficiently get the information that they need, that a woman needs to live her life with total passion, pleasure, and play. And so that's what these life classes are. Today is a life class all around authenticity. It's one of my favorite words. It's a word when I was working in a women's group with Helen Hillocks a year or two ago, it's a word I used as like a core intention for myself, my contract with myself that year, along with authenticity, was connection, visibility, and authentic as fuck, and passion. Those were my four contracts with myself in 2020. I encourage you, as we are approaching the new year, maybe you're listening to this in the new year, but I encourage you to create a couple words for yourself. I'm still playing around with what are my words and my vision for 2022 for myself. Playing around with words and actually posting it. So I create these words, visibility, often authentic as fuck, you know, connection, and passions, I put those on the back of my door in my bedroom where I could see them every morning when I would wake up. And I encourage you to do the same. If you haven't already, listen to my episode 2 episodes ago where I was talking about reflecting what regrets you might have and transformation that you want in the new year. It's a great episode for a New Year's kind of activity that you can do with yourself. As well as the last episode, which really focused on one key element of this authenticity model that we're going to be talking about, this equation that we're going to be talking about, with core desires. So last episode, we really talked about passions, and I encourage you to go back and listen to that one when you're done here. Today is all about the authenticity model, authentic as fuck. This model was presented to me, given to me, gifted to me, and many others by the wonderful Kenneth Clay. You can look up his work online. He has amazing work around sexuality education. And he and his colleague, Dr. Zana, came up with this authenticity model. So he presented to me, I want to say in like 2019, but then, you know, wash and repeat. There was another conversation we had in 2020 around it. And I asked, can I use this model with the women I work with? And he said, yes, just make sure you let them know it was me. So his work is amazing. And I encourage you to go see what he's all about. So grab a journal, grab a pen, and let's dive in together and let's get dishy with authenticity. So authenticity, it's like a word that's been thrown around for most of my adult life. I remember following a lot of like Martha Beck's work, and her work now is moving more into like integrity, which is like an element of authenticity, right? If we live with integrity, we're pretty much aligned with our authenticity, right? But her work was really instrumental to me. I remember doing like her daily readings book, and that was super powerful in my mid to late 20s. And so I've always been seeking authenticity in my own life. And the definition of authenticity I want you to think about is that you're being genuine, you're being real. You're not copying somebody else, you're not living in falsehoods, but really you're being true to yourself. And there's also this other word that is kind of synonymous with it, is like accurate. So there's truth, there's accuracy, there's facts. Like that's what authenticity really is. The opposite of authenticity, which I think is interesting to kind of think about, is that you are fake, you're false, you're copied. You know, you copied somebody else and what they were doing in their life. And it's very performance-based, very performative, right? And so that's really what we're talking about today when we're looking at this authenticity model. Let's talk a little bit about how do I know when I'm not living authentic? And I think a lot of it is you're living kind of based on autopilot. You're not really lit up. Nothing is really exciting for you. You have an uncomfortableness about your life that just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like you look around sometimes in disbelief at your life, and you're like, okay, I get, like, this is the house I live in. These are the relationships I have. But I just don't feel fulfilled, feel like this is who I'm supposed to be. I hear from women a lot, I don't feel like I'm living my purpose, you know? And so there's this acquiring up until midlife of all of these things. But then there's this look around of, but am I happy? Am I truly happy? And here's the thing, when you're living authentically, you are pretty happy. Like there's some uncomfortable feelings because you have a growing edge and you're growing and you're doing things that are scary and risk-taking and courageous, but you truly are like feeling the happy feelings. You truly are feeling in joy. You know that you're not authentically if you feel fake. If like every relationship you're going into, they don't know anything about you, really. But you put a smile, you put on the clothes that, like, present yourself, and you put on the attitude of, yep, we're friends, but it doesn't, there's no connection in there. You know that you're not living authentically if you compare yourself to others and you find yourself falling short, or you hit it, but it doesn't feel right. You're like, okay, great. This is what I wanted. It felt good at the time, but I'm not, like, this isn't what I want. You know you're not living authentically when you copy someone else. I had this situation a couple years ago, actually over the last couple of years, and it really resolved itself in 2020, where there was a woman who wanted my life, is all I can say, like, wanted my life. And so she went about, you know, following me and, like, working, like, where in the industry I was working in, and, like, really, it felt like Pac-Man was kind of coming up behind me. That's all I can describe it. Like, every time I turned around, there was, like, somebody chomping, you know, taking on, like, jobs and my stuff. And it felt like this Pac-Man game, and I was, like, almost up, right? The problem was, it was my life, not hers. And so even though it looked like I was happy, and I was, like, really happy with my life. When she got to it, it wasn't sustainable because it wasn't hers. It wasn't her authenticity. It was what she was trying on and what she thought she wanted, but it definitely was not her life. And so I'm hoping, you know, as we parted ways with one another, I'm hoping that eventually she came to a place where she found something that feels a little bit more genuine to herself, because that's all we really want for women in our life. We want them to feel, you know, genuine, and we want them to feel like everything they're doing is aligned with this authenticity. So I'm going to give you, if you have a pen and journal, and if you pause and take some time, but I'm going to give you the authenticity model that was given to me and gifted to me. It's this, that when our desires plus our values plus our behaviors are all aligned, it equals authentic as fuck. So we align our desires with our values and with our behaviors, thank you, Kenneth Clay and Dr. Zana, we are living authentically. What this equation does for you is it gives you a model to strive towards. And models are super helpful in life. You know, I'm right now working on a wellness model, because what it does is it kind of gives a visual to look at and say, is this happening to me? And so last episode regarding passions, we really talked about desires, right? And what we desire and how do we discover our desires. Desires generally are discovered because they light us up. They turn us on. Do you find yourself turned on to something and you push it down? Like, no, that's not right, right? Instead, I invite you to explore that further. Why do I desire that? What's possible? There's a process that I take clients through regarding how to uncover your desires. Four areas that I have women explore. One area is, what do you want to be? You know, like, for me, I want to be a speaker. I want to be an author. I want to be a sex educator and relationship coach. Those roles. But also, I want to be authentic, right? I want to be successful. And what that means for me is that I'm financially abundant. I'm abundant in my relationship, and that I do it with a lot of integrity, and that I matter to people. I want to be a good communicator with those that I'm in business with, and with those that I'm in love with, and with those that I'm in relationship with. I want to also be, like, super consistent. These Block Talk programs have been a piece of that authenticity for me, because I'm on top of things. I'm weekly generating content. And I have the energy behind it. Like, that makes me feel super authentic. The other question, so what do I want to be in order to uncover desires? What do I want to do? Like, what what do I want to do, create in life? And they can be like experiences, like maybe I want to travel this year. I know one of my desires was to just be healthier. And so a way that I did that is I signed up for a half marathon June. And so now I'm in training for that, which really allows that desire to be carried out. My behavior is aligning with my desires. My actions are aligning with my desires in that half marathon that I scheduled for myself, because I'm actually taking action on it. For the last year, I've been not really taking action, which hasn't aligned my behavior with my desires or my values. My value of being healthy long into my 70s, 80s, and 90s is a huge core value I have. And so when I'm not taking action on things and I'm not running on a pretty daily basis and I'm not working out, I'm feeling cruddy. A lot of times we know we're not living authentically. This is huge. This is huge. We know we're not living authentically because we're depressed or we're anxious. Now, depression and anxiety are very real. They're clinical things you need to go talk to or, you know, a psychologist, or sometimes even get your primary care physician involved. So I'm not poo-pooing the reality of a clinical depression or anxiety. But what I'm saying is sometimes when I work with women especially, their depression is a huge warning sign that they're not living authentically, because they have a desire that's not being carried out. And that's causing depression, or that's causing their anxiety. And no amount of talk therapy, no amount of medication management, no amount of like eat, sleep, you know, exercise is going to matter to this person if they don't make significant shifts in their life. Yeah. So let that land with you. Depression and anxiety can be a warning signal in our life that the jig is up and we need to really move forward more authentically. Another possible sign that you're not living authentically can be the feelings of guilt, shame, and repression. We'll talk more about those towards the end of the program, how they can be a warning signal. So we're on B, we're on do. The next one is, what do I want to have? What do I want to have in my life? And these are, yeah, material objects, but they're also like the kinds of relationships we want to create, the kinds of things we want to acquire in our life. This is how we find our desires. This is how we uncover them. They also can be, the fourth question then to uncover my desires is, what do I want to feel? And Danielle Laporte, in her book, The Desire Map, really has some beautiful practical tips and advice on how to cultivate how you want to feel. And a lot of the Be, Do, and Have is taken out of the book, The Passion Test by Janet and Chris Atwood. And then added to that process with clients I work with is this desire map concept around, it's not just about being, doing, having. It's also those things that you think you want to be, do, and have create a feeling experience. And sometimes what does for us is that we can get that feeling another way. Like we don't have to write a book and publish it to get the feeling of maybe accomplishment that we're trying to, just writing it might be enough to get that feeling that we're desiring most. Desires are things we want. Desires are experiences, they're feelings, they're actions in acquiring. It's also an activity around what will having this bring me, what feelings will doing that bring me. And passions and desires are things that light us up, things that get plugged into our life, and things that give us an ignited life, which is something I'm super passionate about for myself, and it's something that I want every single one of you to strive for in your life. I know there's been times in my life where I didn't think I could get what I desired. Trust me, when I started working with this model, this math problem of values plus desires plus behavior equals authenticity, when I started working on this model, I started making lots of life choices to better align myself. And I feel incredibly authentic right now and filled with joy. And I want that for you. The next piece of the equation we're going to work on is the values. It's an interesting thing with values. Core values generally don't change a lot over the course of our life. What changes is our beliefs, how we carry out those values. So beliefs are like the vehicle to carry out the value that we have. And beliefs are super interesting to me because oftentimes when I ask people, why do you believe in that? They have to like really pause and like a moment because they're like, I don't know, my parents did. Or, I don't know where that belief came from. I just believe it. And a lot of times the most powerful work that women can do for themselves is to challenge those beliefs that they have. It's how we carry our values out in the world, but it's not always truth. Our beliefs aren't always truth. Beliefs are highly based on opinion. I have core values, for example. Is a core value of mine in life, to have freedom, personal freedom. It's been carried out in a lot of different ways throughout the course of my life. A lot of different ways. Freedom has been carried out by moving towards private practice. You know, and there's been times where I've had to be in employment situations out of need or necessity or even out of desire to play field of employment for a period of time. And freedom had to be carried out differently. I couldn't just sit with this value of freedom and not have it carried out and then be employed for like 3 years for the state, right? So freedom was carried out in ways where I still got to express myself after work hours in various different ways, or on projects that were very autonomous, so they gave me freedom. Freedom, no matter what the circumstances are, is super important to me. And if I have a certain belief of this is what freedom looks like, it really cuts myself off of experiencing other ways that freedom can look like. And freedom can even be carried out whether I'm single or I'm in relationship, right? In relationship, freedom can be carried out in a lot of different ways. And so freedom doesn't necessarily mean I'm not in relationship, I'm my own person, I'm my own, you know, identity. I don't want to be shackled up in relationship. I want to be untethered, right? But I can also find some untetheredness within the wall of a relationship or the container of a relationship that I'm creating, right? And so freedom can be carried out lots of different ways, even though it's a core value. Across my life, freedom has been a driver of various beliefs. To have freedom, I don't need to do just X, Y, and Z. It can be based on a lot of different things. Trying to think about your beliefs, vehicles that carry out your values, as they're seldom based on facts. I want you to look at them like they're sunglasses that look out onto the world. I cover this a lot in my emotional literacy course for women. They shape how you see things. They shape your perspective. You and I can be looking at something completely, the same, and we'll be seeing it in very different ways based on our belief system. So, again, this is the most powerful work you can do. Why do I believe in what I believe in? Do they serve me anymore? Could be from your family of origin, could be from the people you're hanging out with. And so I always encourage people to like diversify who you're hanging out with because they're your zone of influence. And sometimes beliefs can be a little contagious. And, you know, like catching the common cold, you can catch somebody else's belief by hanging out with them. But if you don't challenge the belief, you don't like look at it and ask yourself, why do I believe in this, what I believe in? You're kind of stuck looking at things the same way. Shifts for me have been around the value of love. What is love? So core value, love, core value of mine. But how I shifted, have been carried out in my belief system has shifted significantly. Core concept, the core value around family. Family is super important to me. But the concept or the belief of what family is, what it can be, is very different because I can create family. Family can be who I choose to love that love me bi-directionally back, right? Other core values, I value relationships and connection for sure, the core value of life. But how it gets carried out and how I believe about it has significantly shifted over the course of my life. So they have to look a certain way. They can shift, they can change, but your core values, like my value of freedom, really stay the same across my life. It never dies. Love that core value. And I'm going to believe different things about it. Let's talk about behavior. How we act, our actions, right? Behavior is also the choices we make, the decisions we make, and these are super important to living authentically as fuck, right? Our behaviors need to align with our desires and our values. When they don't, I talked about the feelings of repression, shame, guilt. I have talked about the feeling of depression, right? Not the clinical construct of depression, but the feeling of depression. So let's talk about when our actions don't line up with our core desires, right? So we're acting on something, but it's not lined up with our desires. I see this a lot in the erotic. I mentioned that at the top of our time together, where there's desires we have that we want to play out with our partners, and we don't act on them, we don't play them out. That oftentimes leads to repressed states in our mind, like repression, right? When we do act on things, maybe are aligned with our desires, but they're not aligned with our values, this is where shame comes in. And so it's like, I really desire, you know, this newness of this other partner, but it's not aligning with my values around relationship and fidelity. And that's where, like, shame gets played out oftentimes. And so this is where the power of the model comes in. How do we evaluate our desires and potentially shift them or grow them? How do we evaluate our values and shift our beliefs around them? And how do we evaluate our behaviors and align them better to our model? Are there ways to carry out our desires differently in the life we live? Are there ways to carry out our desires differently in the current construct of our life? Or do we need to make significant shifts? So the significant shifts that a person has to make, like me, you know, many other women that I know over the pandemic, divorce, leaving their relationships, changing the constructs of their life. Their behaviors suddenly started aligning with their values and with their desires through that process. I know mine did. I desired something different in relationships. I desired different in how I was treated in relationship, but yet my values were family is everything. So I really had to shift my belief around, can I have family and be divorced? So that's a significant shift that a lot of women make over the course of their life to better align their values, their desires, and their behaviors. This is a much deeper topic. I'm touching the very tippy, tiny surface of how deep we can go with this topic. It's a topic I carry all of the people that I coach with around and oftentimes incorporate in my psychotherapy practice. But it's an important thing to explore. So again, introducing you to something I want you to play around with, But if you really want to dive deep into your authenticity in 2022 and beyond, let's connect. You can get on my website at www.hotpinkyou.com. You can find my consult button, schedule a time to connect with me for 30 minutes. We can talk about this model. We can talk about where things are at with your values, with your desires, with your behavior. We can really dive in deep to what is your next best step. Remember, you don't need to know the next 100 steps. You just need to know the next one. I want to thank you for joining me in this overview life class around my authenticity model that was so graciously gifted to me by the great Kenneth Play. And I want you to really think about it over the next couple weeks and as you form your intentions for the new year. How are you aligning your intentions with this authenticity model? Find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. I'm Christy Bemis, and I so enjoyed dropping in with you today for today's life class. Take care, and yeah, all new episodes coming up. I'm super excited and stoked. I have the first 3 months, and I'm going to start incorporating guests on my program. So that's super exciting. We're going to have some guests at least once a month that are giving us their beautiful knowledge. We're going to start when we do have a guest or when we do have something that we're diving in even deeper, these episodes are going to get long, a little longer than 30 minutes. So I'm going to give you lots of juice and bonus material because we're lengthening some of these episodes and we want you to tune in. Follow us to make sure that you get all the episodes. There's a follow button near where the episode plays on the Blog Talk Radio program page. And let's connect. Take good care of yourself, and as always, live your authentic best.